Members of the Ohio Valley Environmental Coalition gathered the public Monday night in Westmoreland near Huntington to discuss the Rogersville Shale. The forum was designed to inform the public of a newly discovered shale formation, the Rogersville Shale. The shale is concentrated in Calhoun, Roane, Jackson, Kanawha, Putnam, Lincoln, Wayne, and Cabell counties in West Virginia, but also extends into Kentucky. Diane Beatty is with the Ohio Valley Environmental Coalition.
Well, there's a lot of interest on the part of oil and gas companies in the very deep Rogersville Shale formation that underlies parts of eastern Kentucky and western West Virginia.
The forum featured presenters who have been affected by the influx of fracking in the northern Marcellus Shale region of West Virginia, each with a different story about what fracking has done to their community. Beatty says they just want to inform and educate before things begin to change because of the new shale discovery.
Before this part of the state is turned into a major oil and natural gas production area and transformed into something that looks nothing like it does now, that people in the area ought to know what's going on and have a say in what kind of economic development we want to see in this part of the state.
Marilyn Howells is from Wayne County and has already received a letter about purchasing her mineral rights. She says she just wants people in the region to think about what fracking could mean and to make sure to consult others before making a decision.
And so it's all kind of in a way that you can't control things, and they are. So I think everybody should go to a lawyer and see. I'm just throwing ideas out that crossed my mind.
Test wells for the Rogersville Shale have been established in Putnam County and across the river from Wayne County in Lawrence County, Kentucky. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.